you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
33415.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Jacqueline Molina.
And that was 33415?
Yes.
Do you have an account with this man?
I believe so. Like, I had gotten an email about a survey to fill out that I had won this Dyson vacuum, and it said, it was only gonna charge like $8 or something like that, and then toward the end it didn't even go through, but now on my bank account, it's showing that I have the $8 charge, and additionally to that, like $614 has been taken out. So I was wondering if you guys could like cancel that for like.
How much was taken out, ma'am?
$614.
Oh, that charge isn't from us, ma'am.
Okay, and it does, so it doesn't appear any of you guys, under you guys.
Okay, could you spell your last name for me?
Molina.
So I'm not located. And what was the first name?
Jacqueline. JACQUELYN.
No, ma'am, I'm not located in any account with that name or that address. Did the charge go through?
It shows up as processing. So, I mean, the $8 were processed April 21st, and now April 22nd, it was proceeded to take out.
And how much did it charge you?
Three different charges. So it was $258 for the second one, then the third one's another $736, and then the fourth one is another $8.49.
Okay, ma'am, those charges aren't from us.
Okay.
Those are not our charges. I do apologize for the misunderstanding.
No, you're fine. Because it was, like, on the website, like, it popped up with your number, so that's how I did get this number, too. But,
yes, ma'am, so try getting the phone number off of your banking statement next to the merchant who billed you.
Sorry, say that one more time.
You can try getting the phone number off of your banking statement next to the merchant that billed you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.